Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Which one?
Cinderella.
Maybe? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, as I mentioned before, I've got two adorable kids. And, you know, they're my greatest inspiration. And I often sit with them and I play games. I go through all these Disney things that they watch and stuff like that. And today we're watching Nickelodeon, and something inspired me to also just kind of like come up with some lyrics. So we were watching Cinderella, which everybody knows Cinderella and the story of Cinderella. And I thought to myself, wow, Cinderella, everybody knows Cinderella. Why don't I write a song about Cinderella? And that's how the song came about. It was about Cinderella, you know, just how beautiful she is. What a wonderful lady, you know, the woman of your dreams kind of thing. Cheesy, but beautiful.
Jacaranda Day coming up in May. You're going to be part of the show with us. It's an honor to have you there, and you're going to do the song for us as well on that day. That's going to be nice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tickets at jacarandafm.com. Jacaranda Day coming up in May 25. Do you remember the date? Is it, when is it? 25th. It still feels so far away. That's why. It's a Saturday. It's the last Saturday in May. How's that? 23. There 23, we go. 23. All right, Lloyd, take it away. Cinderella.
Get your tickets.
Your love is like a tornado. You got me spinning around and around, around. Rock my world and you know it. You kiss my lips and you know that I'd be begging for more. Oh, oh, yeah. Now camera's fresh when you're around. I feel like I'm a superstar, baby. Baby, now magic sparkles in your eyes. You blow my mind with just your smile, baby. Woo, woo, Cinderella, sexy from head to toe, beauty that you can't know. Woo, Cinderella, dance with me on the floor. You're the girl I'm waiting for. Cinderella, Ella, Ella. Cinderella, Ella, Ella. Cinderella, Ella, Ella. Cinderella, Cinderella. Your love is pouring all over. It's raining down and I know I'm falling for you. You got my temperature rising, yeah. The way you say my name, you take my breath away, yeah. Now sent from heaven down to earth, finest thing I've ever seen, baby. Now, girl, you know and I believe that you're the one for my dreams, lady. Woo, 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 Cinderella, sexy from head to toe, beauty that you can't know. Woo, Cinderella, just with me on the floor, you're the girl I'm waiting for. Cinderella, Ella, Ella, Cinderella, Ella, Ella, Cinderella, Ella, Ella, Cinderella, Cinderella.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. A lot of soul in there, huh?
Thank you, brother.
And I can just, it comes from the heart.
Oh, yes.
You know, I can just see every time you go on stage, every song you sing, it's there. It's with feeling. Or else don't do music. You know what I mean?
Stay at home.
Okay, we're going to play a little game quickly. I'll give you one word, whatever comes up first in your mind. Are you ready?
All right.
Put that guitar down now.
Let's put the guitar down.
Okay, here we go. Just a little. And then we're going to talk about some of your gigs coming up as well.
Awesome.
Right. Color.
Blue.
Why? Are you a blue bull? No, don't tell me you're a blue bull.
I'm actually a Shark supporter. Don't hate me, but I love the Sharks.
What am I wearing tonight?
I know. Actually, yes, you are.
Just for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Car?
BM.
When you were at studying IT or whatever.
Yes.
What was your dream car then? I mean, were you thinking, I've always wanted to drive a BMW?
I've always wanted to drive a BM. I'm not saying I have one now. I'm just saying, like, I've always wanted the BM, especially. Oh, I love that. The i8, by the way, the new one. It's the
beautiful.
I8. Oh, my
with your
gosh.
Name on the side, sponsor. Yeah. Okay.
BM, we're hinting.
You have to enter. You have to enter the next idols. All right. TV show.
My wife and kids.
Good. A movie.
Oh my gosh, I have so many movies. In Pursuit of Purpose has got to be one of my greatest.
Movie star.
Will Smith.
Oh yes. Oh, yeah. He's brilliant. Hey?
I love him too.
I've seen him when you, the other night he was on.
So he keeps getting younger.
Mm.
Yes, he's brilliant.
He's vibey. He's fun wherever he goes. I mean.
Yeah. Give him any role. Him and Denzel Washington. Yep. Two of my favorite.
Have you starred in a movie?
Not yet.
Okay. It's time.
Yeah.
But there you're going to have to do a lot of takes, and it's a lot of hard work. Up at 5 in the morning, movies, I tell you another thing. Okay. Comedian.
Trevor Noah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There we go. Sport.
Soccer.
But you didn't play chess at school at all, huh?
No, but I do play chess.
You love chess?
Not so much a big fan. I was huge into basketball, by the way. I got my Natal colors. I played for KZN. Mm. And I was very close to getting my South African colors for basketball. Huge basketball fan.
I'm glad you didn't. You became a muso.
Yes.
And then international band or artist?
International band, I love U2. My band, my favorite band is U2. I love U2 to bits. Other than them, I also love, you know, obviously the guys like I would do R&B, like, you know, Michael Jackson, Maxwell, obviously Usher as well. He's in the list as well. But I love Michael Bublé. Mm-hmm. I missed his concert last week.
You should have opened for your shows. Who have you opened for in South Africa, the biggest names?
No, I can't think of any right now. But I do know I've done quite a few shows, major, big ones. I mean, obviously, Jacaranda Day, one of the biggest ones as well. You know, stuff like K-Day, Joburg Day, Durban Day, and those kind of stuff, you know.
If a big international star anywhere in the world, who would you like to open for if you get the call right now? Who would it be?
I would love to open for somebody like Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
You know, he's one of those guys that I really admire. He's a legend. He's one of, I mean, come on. You know, it's Stevie. Other than him, I would love to also open up for somebody like... Somebody like Usher as well, you know, he's one of those guys that I look up to, obviously, after the Michael Jackson who's passed on, you know, I feel like he's one of those guys as well who's got the full package, dance and sing and perform. It's not an easy thing to do. And he's a real deal, you know.
What do you think of all these rappers and, you know, the lyrics that they write, or, you know, the gangster rap stuff, or Kanye West and all these...
I'm sorry, but I'm not into it. I'm not into that kind of stuff. I mean, I love hip hop, and I respect it for what it is, and I think it's fantastic, and it's done incredibly well in our country over the last 2 years, I would say, last year, and you know, I feel, you know, obviously, you know, it is a genre that every year, you know, everything has its season, you know, and I think it's its season. Currently, and I've got a lot of respect for it, but the only issue I have is obviously it's ego. You know, when people start obviously allowing for their fame and their popularity and everything that they've obtained to to become part of what they rap about. I've got more money than you. I drive better cars than you. Like, come on, guys.
Can you? I mean, what do you think of that new Kanye West and Paul McCartney and Rihanna song?
I think it's a great collab. I mean, it's quite fresh. It's quite different. And I appreciate that people can be able to mix different genres together. You know, I love that kind of thing as well. You know, even in terms of my music, I always try to push the boundaries and try things differently. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. You know, I've got this one song currently on my new album called Grey Matter. And it's about music and who needs you when I got music. And it goes, who needs you when I got the music, and it's got that Maskanda guitar and that Maskanda bass, and would mix with pop and R&B. It's a whole lot of stuff going on in there, you know. So I kind of like, I wish that people can, you know, just start accepting music for what it is, you know, and stop doing and listening to stuff and accepting it because it's popular. You know, sometimes you need to just listen to something for what it is and just embrace it for what it represents. And
yes. They should have put that song on the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay, oh, this is a tough one. We've still got a couple of minutes. We're still going to play. I'm going to give you a list of songs.
Okay.
All the leftovers that we haven't played. So we've got one more song, Courtesy of Lloyd, coming up. But we haven't discussed South African band or artist. This is a very tough one. Only one.
Brenda Fassie.
Ah, say, Brenda Fassie, man. She was a rock star in her day, hey?
Yeah.
Hey? What did they call her? The township? She had a nickname or she had a couple of brrr. What is it?
My brrr.
My brrr.
Yeah, my brrr.
Yeah, she was brilliant. Sad what happened to her at the end, hey?
Yeah, it is very
fame
sad.
Got to that and the drugs sad. Sad life, but she also had a good life.
You remember the
good times.
She was an incredible performer. You know, she's one of those people that, you know, what you hear.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simons.